California, where an attorney's group representing 14 families is suing three hospitals in that case. In this case, Joey Gilbert and Sigal Chadha are suing two hospitals and an individual and a variety of doctors for prescribing and administering remdesivir against the patient's wishes. The patient was also given a dose of, or two prescriptions rather, of ivermectin and hydrochloroquine from his private family's physician. When he was admitted to the hospital refused to fill those prescriptions and administer those prescriptions because at the time it was against hospital protocol. In response to that, a doctor that was attending to this patient ordered remdesivir, even though the patient's family and the patient specifically requested, according to the allegations, that they did not want remdesivir to be administered. A week after remdesivir was administered to this patient, he died of renal failure and respiratory failure. And so remdesivir is an experimental drug. It was recommended by the FDA in the treatment of COVID. But what we're seeing is that it had very similar outcomes, not as far as a cure was concerned, but as far as harm was concerned to the patient, resulting in death.
It's going to be interesting to see as we go along. I think we're going to have a lot more of those types of wrongful death suits. But Sigal Chadha and Joey Gilbert, have they teamed up before?
Yes, they have teamed up before. They were the ones that Sigal Chadha told me at the time that she was considered the Jew that saved Christmas in the fact that their lawsuit to reopen the churches. When Sisolak closed down our churches due to COVID, but kept the brothels and the liquor stores open, go figure. They sued and they won based upon a ruling by the Ninth Circuit in California. So they were able to reopen the churches about a week before Christmas during the COVID lockdowns.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from thenevadaglobe.com. One of the other stories that raised a lot of eyebrows with people I know across the state, and that is Ben Kiekhefer, the new chief of staff in the Joe Lombardo administration. What is surprising there for you? Did you expect this one?
I didn't honestly know what to expect. I mean, Lombardo had a lot of options to choose from. I actually sat next to Ben Kiekhefer on a plane one time, and I didn't even really know who he was. We just started having this conversation, and then he said, "Oh, I'm a state senator." Oh, okay. But, I'm a little bit new to Nevada, so, just had a brief hour conversation with him. He came across as a nice guy, but it did raise some eyebrows, I think, Lombardo said that he had championed efforts to increase parental choice in education and fought for spending controls on state government. That's Lombardo's belief. It's some people's beliefs. Other belief that he wasn't really at the forefront of parental choice. So I guess it depends on who you ask. But nonetheless, he's going to be, he was announced as the incoming chief of staff. And we've written about Kiekhefer before. One issue that was centerpiece while he was senator is that he wanted to improve redistricting fairness. He had basically sponsored a bill and introduced a bill that would have created a 7-member redistricting commission free from political influence. And of course, the Democrats shelved that. The Democrats to this day have still not disclosed what consultant company they used to gerrymander Nevada. But nonetheless, Kiekhefer wanted to have an independent commission to, do the redistricting according to the census, and that failed.
Well, and he has a reputation of being essentially a tax and spend rhino. He is not according to a lot of people around the state, a true conservative. Is that stuff you've heard over the course of the last couple of years?
That is the stuff that I have heard. And what I've also heard is just the, ridiculous litmus test that conservatives seem to have when it comes to, who's a conservative and who's a rhino. If you don't agree with everyone, all of a sudden you're a rhino. It's getting quite bothersome and tiresome. But nonetheless, taxing and spending is never a conservative principle, nor is it a Republican principle. And so if that's something that's in his legislative past, and that's certainly something that is that is worth scrutiny. And so we will see what happens. You know, there is already a tax and spend legislature. We have lived through it. We lived through it with Sisolak at the helm and a all-female or majority-female legislature. So the last thing we need is someone to go along with them, to get along with them. What we need is the power of a veto pen.
In a final minute, what are you working on for this week on thenevadaglobe.com?
Well, I just got off the phone right before I got on the phone with you, with a few people, but nonetheless, there's a lot of discontent and concern with the current Nevada GOP. I have had a lot of people call me complaining. Some of them are willing to go on the record. So I'm compiling that. There are calls for new leadership. There are calls for new leadership to replace Michael McDonald and new leadership to replace Michelle Fiore as the national chairperson. And this comes directly after this first Tuesday event that the Republican Party of Clark County normally has. And it was very sparsely attended, but it made big headlines and resulted in a lawsuit by the Tarkanians against Michelle Fiore specifically for defamation, et cetera. So, you know, that's something that is always good tea, gossip, as they say, to put to print. So that's something that when I kind of talk to some more people and get some more people's input, we will write about.
It's going to be interesting. Megan, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where can they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com. And they can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Nevada Globe.
Megan, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. We will talk again next week, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief, thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. They still have no suspect, no weapon in the tragic deaths up at the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho. It's just incredible how police seem to be so stymied, but they're also not telling everything they know. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Robert Eitoven will join us from J3 Strategies coming up at 105. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:32, as we check out our conditions right now on area roadways, the traffic cams do see a little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie as you approach Interstate 15 there on the Beltway 215 west. You know, those lane restrictions are causing some congestion and reduced speeds through the resort corridor, especially on Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Flamingo and Warm Springs. There is some bridge maintenance, which is going on today. Do expect delays in the area around that bridge inspection. That's Interstate 15 southbound, and that's near Spring Mountain Road.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. College hoops last night, Nevada beat Sam Houston State 78-60. The Wolfpack are 8-1 with the win. They pulled away with a 49-32 second half. Keenan Blackshear and Jared Lucas with 16 points apiece. Will Baker had 14. Darian Williams with a nice night. 9 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Up next for the Wolfpack this Saturday night against LMU. UNLV basketball is off until this Saturday when they face San Diego. The Runnin' Rebels pounded Life Pacific 126-54 last Saturday. The Runnin' Rebels 7-0 so far this season. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 last night. Paul Cotter had the shootout winner. The Knights are 17-6-1 on top of the Pacific Division by 6 points over Seattle. NFL this week, the Raiders put a 2-game winning streak on the line Sunday when they host the Chargers. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the street.
pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You think Biden inflation is bad now? Imagine what'll happen if we have a rail strike nationwide. That's what it looks like is going to happen. Union folks have turned down the latest offer. The president has kind of abdicated his responsibility, saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm a union guy, and if the unions turn down the settlement, well, then so be it." He's now calling on Congress. And to be honest with you, I don't know what Congress can do. How are they empowered to do anything? But that's what the president wants them to do. Peter Ducey reported on it last night on Fox News Channel. I thought his report was spot on, that Biden is essentially setting the stage for a rail strike. This is cut number three. Peter Ducey last night on Fox News Channel. Listen to this.
At 5:59, so just about 3.5 minutes ago, the president sent out a lengthy statement where he says he is calling on Congress to pass legislation immediately that would help avoid the rail strike. He wants the tentative agreement between labor management and labor unions to remain untouched, and he wants Congress to go in there and use their powers to prevent a rail strike. We were told earlier today that President Biden still has no plans to get all the stakeholders together for a meeting with him. Now he's saying it's not going to be up to him. It's going to be up to Congress. And he says, as a proud pro-labor president, I am reluctant to override the ratification procedures and views of those who voted against the agreement. But in this case, where the economic impact of a shutdown would hurt millions of other working people and families, I believe Congress must use its powers to adopt this deal. And there's more.
The Chamber of Commerce is bracing for impact, writing to congressional leaders a rail stoppage would immediately lead to supply shortages and higher prices. The cessation of Amtrak and commuter rail services would disrupt up to 7 million travelers a day.
Shutdown will be unacceptable.
The Chamber warns impacts may be felt as soon as next Monday, days ahead of next Friday's strike deadline.
This Friday, conceivably, the rails will stop taking hazardous materials, a lot of goods. So what are you going to do with them? You can't just have hazardous materials sitting on a rail unattended.
Today, the press secretary once again said about Biden,
the president is directly involved in the process.
She's said that before.
The president is indeed involved directly.
And has been disputed by the president.
I have not directly engaged yet.
White House officials won't say whether or not they're okay with Congress stepping in to pass a new law preventing a strike.
If he makes a decision on this, you'll hear directly from him.
Over the holiday weekend, the Biden administration eased some sanctions on Venezuela, allowing Chevron to drill there as long as the Maduro regime sticks to a pledge for free elections in a deal designed to send profits to a charity and not Maduro.
You wouldn't have to be lifting sanctions on Venezuela crude if you had actually reached out to the Canadians on day one instead of canceling their pipeline.
The canceled Keystone XL pipeline meant up to 11,000 American jobs lost.
We were both going to be able to have the opportunity to go work on the Keystone. That was going to be my first job back as a helper after having our little boy.
Republican critics are upset with the sanctions relief.
We see him doing more to do bad deals and incentivize Venezuelan oil rather than American clean energy.
White House officials claim President Biden doesn't favor letting U.S. companies drill in Venezuela instead of the U.S.
That's not an accurate take on the president's view.
Earlier this month, he said no more drilling. There is no more drilling.
The president has issued 9,000 permits for drilling on U.S. federal lands, Peter, 9,000 of them being unused.
The president recently took big oil companies to task for not drilling more, but officials here never wound up cutting the red tape that leads to so many of those 9,000 unused permits sitting unused. We also know that this president's long-stated goal in the long term is to end fossil fuels.
Peter Doocy, last night on Fox News Channel, I thought spot on. The president has essentially abdicated his responsibility. Hey, I'm a union guy. I'm not going to go against the unions. Let Congress handle it. Well, Congress is going to be in recess very, very soon. They got a lot of work on their plate. What are they going to do, sit down and negotiate another deal? It makes no sense at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic. American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The housing market goes up and it goes down. One thing is obvious. There are people being priced out of the market, but the market is coming down. The big question is, who can qualify, who can end up getting into a home and living the so-called American dream? Gentlemen, Jim Dallas been following a story about folks that can afford to actually buy a home.
Yeah, this is an analysis from the real estate brokerage Redfin, Kevin. And of course, we all know if you've been pricing homes lately, they do remain elevated. They've come down a little bit, but they went up a lot in the previous 2 years. And now they're saying that a typical home has the mortgage payment on that home, considering interest rates have gone from 3% up to 7%, it has surged more than 45% from just a year ago. So the average, the payment for a median priced home in the United States is $2,682 a month. Now, that has increased the amount that person has to earn from $73,000 a year to afford a home a year ago to $107,000 this year. And the average hourly wages have only increased nominally about 5% over that same period as inflation continues to erode consumer purchasing power and of course, confidence.
That's incredible. $2,600?
Yeah. And it was about half that about a year and a half ago. It's crazy. And people have to move further and further out away from the city to afford the kind of home that they need. And it's really frustrating a lot of buyers out there.
Wow. Coming up on the show, more from gentleman Jim Dallas. Also from Chuck Schumer on Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West, better known as Ye. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
What's going on? This is Mr. Pink. For Black Friday, we got Challenger GTs, 2022s, up to $5,000 off. And brand new Chrysler 300. Wait a minute. Below MSRP? You know what? Forget Black Friday sale. So from Black Friday to the end of the month, we're going to do Mr. Pink special sale. We got the biggest discounts on Challenger GTs than anybody in town. Come see your man, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara for the Mr. Pink special sale at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. And don't forget to ask for Mr. Pink so I could go get you a gas card while supplies last.
Mr. Pink, baby!
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're coming to the end of, I guess, what you'd call regulation. They play 90 minutes, but they also have injury time that is tacked on at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half. Right now, they have just about reached 90 minutes. USA leading Iran 1-0. Christian Pulisic with the 38th minute goal. Just a brilliant goal, and one that I know that will be showing on SportsCenter just about forever. It will probably make one of the goals of the year somewhere around. We'll be monitoring what's going on there. The USA just about to the 90th minute, and then the question is how much injury time are they going to put on there. I want you to hear from Chuck Schumer, though. Chuck Schumer, I don't have time in this particular segment, but do I have the time there, Jim? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Chuck Schumer takes issue with Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. Listen to this. This is cut one.
I want to say a few things about the disgusting news that came out of Mar-a-Lago over the Thanksgiving break. Last week, it was reported that Donald Trump, the former president of the United States and Republican standard bearer, had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with a notorious bigot who fancies himself a leading thinker on the extreme edges of the hard right, embracing everything from white nationalism to anti-Semitism to outright Holocaust denial. For a former president to sit down and have dinner with a high-profile anti-Semite is disgusting and dangerous. to give an anti-Semite even the smallest platform, much less an audience over dinner, is pure evil. Even assuming the former president didn't realize Mr. Fuentes was coming to Mar-a-Lago, for him to refuse to condemn Fuentes and his bigoted words after the dinner is appalling and it is dangerous. Now, I'm glad that some of